Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
For hanging in here while we had a little technical difficulty, so it started the show off a little bit later than what we normally run, but I appreciate you for hanging in here with us. And so this is Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, and I'm excited that you guys are here with us tonight. We have a dynamic show that you don't want to miss. So you know, we always have to do certain things before we invite people into our house, as they say, you know, clean up what you got. So what we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness is we always start with daily affirmation, and it comes from my website, revsandy.wordpress.com. And today's meditational inspiration, actually it's called meditation, so that's where I got that. And so it reads, to meditate is to be still and listen. You do not need any special skills or gifts or words to say. Simply be still. To be still is to be alone without any outside disturbances. No noise. Meditation is just sitting in the quietness of life. I once thought that you had to know special chants or say a special prayer or something else was required of me before I could go into meditation. I have been told several times in the past that it has nothing to do with any special words, hums, chants, or phrases. If you had knowledge and wanted to use them, then that was okay. However, that should never stop a person from meditating. So I reluctantly began to sit and be still. It was a learned habit, as with anything else. In the beginning, it was a challenge to be still and quiet, right? Soon, my daily practice was appreciated and honored by all who know that in the morning, I am not to be disturbed because this is the time I have designed as my prayer and meditation time. How do I do it? I have a meditation tape that I listen to as I soak in the bathtub 30 minutes in the morning. Yes, it does mean that I get up earlier to get this accomplished. Recently, I did my meditation at midnight, and I was pleasantly surprised by the amazing gift I received during the meditation. It was awesome and exhilarating. I did not want to come out of this experience. Unlike the morning, when it prepares me to go about the business of the day, the night was soothing and prepared me for a deep sleep. So whatever time works for you is your best time. You do not need a tape. When you have identified the best time of day for you, others will respect your request for privacy. Fill the tub and just relax. If there's a question or concern you desire assistance with, just ask it. You can meditate sitting in a chair or lying down in your bed. All I want to express here is there is absolutely nothing extra required other than your desire to listen. Infinite intelligence speak to you. Your answers will come. At a loss for words, just give thanks for your life. Shout praises to Allah. Keep repeating, I give thanks, I give thanks, I give thanks, and you will be blessed with peace and joy. We give thanks for that. And on another note, we always continue with honoring our ancestors. So we invoke and we invite the spirits and energies of our ancestors to be with us tonight and always. We treasure the gifts of our ancestors, and we treasure their gifts to us. Ashe, ashe. It's all about life. It's all about love. It's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called God's Way to Wellness, and we have Jim Scholin with us, who is dynamic. You just can't wait to hear what he's going to bring to you tonight. He has dedicated so much of his life to learning, researching, finding the best possible natural ways for us to live so that our bodies are not contaminated with drugs and things that don't belong inside of our bodies. So we've got Jim coming up in just a moment with God's Way to Wellness. And so what we're going to do, you know, audience, you're always invited to join in the discussion. So all comments are welcomed and every voice is heard. There's never any prejudice, no kind of judgment. So just give us a call if you're not on the line already at 516-531-9819. And when you press 1, it lets me know that you want to speak on air. So you're listening right now to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So we're going to take just a few moments for a quick break, and then we're going to come back and get this party started. And I want to make sure that we have something that's going to give us a little energy here. And let me see. All righty. I was a little nervous when I couldn't get through and get this call started, the show started tonight. So just bear with me. I'm going to take a breather, too, while we take this break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was Take Me in Your Arms by Kim Weston, another oldie but goodie. And it got me calmed down a little bit, so we give thanks for that. And so tonight,
Sandy Rogers Newsreel.
I know Jim is going to bring up a lot of this information, so I'm going to be very brief in what I bring to you tonight. But I wanted to give you a couple of things to think about before Jim comes on. So sugar has been compared to cocaine. I know a lot of you already have heard that. But being addicted to sugar has the same consequences or similar consequences as cocaine. And then a lot of the prescription medicines, they call them opiates, has the same effect on the body as heroin. I thought that was incredible that the medical professionals, the government, they know about it, but yet and still we're still prescribed these different pills that has this effect on our bodies. And so that's why I bring this information to you every week, so that you have another source of information versus just the regular news media, so that you can get to understand some of the things that's going on. And I'm going to do one quick other one, colonoscopies. And so did you guys know that one in every 350 colonoscopies do serious harm? The death rate is one for every 1,000 procedures. And they said that 80% of the endoscopes, that's what goes up in you, are clean using Cydex, which does not properly sterilize those tubes, potentially allowing for the transfer of material that could easily infect you. So asking what solution is used to clean the scope is a key question that could save your life. Make sure it's been sterilized with peraseptic acid to avoid potential transfer of infectious material from previous patients. Man, that was enough right there to be like, wow. But we do have other tests which are less invasive, won't cause you any possible danger, and it's called an FOBT, a fecal occult blood testing. And you get that done on an annual basis, and what it does is it checks for signs of blood in your stool. So no gadgets going up your rectum, but this will give the same information that the colonoscopy does. And then so the colonoscopy is a little bit, you know, more costly, and so that's the reason why most of the doctors choose that. So it says most doctors simply choose for their patients without going through the steps of informed consent, and most often they choose colonoscopy. So as a patient, you have a right to know that you have three different ways to go about testing for colon cancer. So I just want to make sure you had that information. So our special guest tonight is Jim Scholin, and he has so much knowledge, and he is so dedicated, and he is so well-versed in naturopathic, holistic, natural ways. I wish I could bring it all to you, but we started a little late, and I know Jim is already on the line with us. And I don't want to really delay him anymore. So we're going to insert bits and pieces of him throughout the program. But, Jim, if you would be so kind as to come on and introduce yourself to the guests and let them know who they're talking to tonight, I would certainly appreciate that. And thank you for being with us tonight.
Sure. Hi, Sandy. My name is
Jim
Scholin. And was raised in Iowa, so was my wife, and we lived there basically 60-some years, or I'm a few years older, 4 years older. But a few years ago, our son had some health issues out in Virginia, so we moved to Virginia, kind of nursed him back to health, and then we have a son and a daughter-in-law and two grandchildren down here in this lovely state of Georgia. So coming up this September, we'll have purchased our house a couple of years ago down here, and we really like Georgia. So, and as far as the rest of my story, I guess I've always been interested in science and medical stuff. That was always my strength going through school because I have plenty of weaknesses. And I think it was about, well, anyway, I got into the emergency medicine part, first responder, and then EMT1, and then paramedic, and did that for 10 years, taught CPR, AED, and stuff like that for about 30 years. And my wife actually was an office manager, so there's a lot of medical kind of knowledge in the family. But there was quite a few incidents, you know, like if you go to my website, you'll read like my one on blood pressure and other things. I'll just talk about the failures that I think is in, you know, regular medicine. And so I started to lean more towards holistic and started doing natural ways to treat things and cancer research. Probably about 18 years ago, and then went to school down here with Sandy, and that was an enjoyable time. And let's see what else. So I took Dr. Axe's online class, which I really enjoyed, got a lot of information there. And then about a year ago, I started my website, wellnessgym.com. And I think Sandy, in the thing that she sent out, she probably gave you that URL. And then the other thing that I recently did is started, like if you would put in Wellness Gym, it's Wellness Gym at Blog Gym 33, I think. I just started that page, but I like having cutting edge stuff that just comes out, you know, from like Germany or something, because there's a lot of really good information that's being suppressed here. And I'm sure your audience is well aware of a lot of that. And so when I do my research, a lot of times I won't even put American studies. I'll specifically put German studies or Spanish studies or studies like, for instance, if you're doing research on cannabis oil or marijuana, if you put Spain studies or Israeli studies, you'll find a lot of really, really good information, how powerful it is for so many things. But when you find out that people are donating $500,000 to stop the legalization in a state of medical marijuana, and then you find it's connected to big pharma, you can actually understand why they're doing that, because it's cutting into their profits. But they're just a little bit more too concerned about their wealth and not near enough about our health.
That's an excellent point, Jim, because, you know, that's what that whole article on colonoscopies was about, you know. And because there is a less expensive method that you can be tested for the same thing as a colonoscopy, but because it's at the highest level of the fee chart, then the doctors just automatically. And, you know, because my doctor did that last year. She was, you know, she gave me all these referrals and prescriptions to have a mammogram, and I told her I wasn't going to have it, but she wrote it up anyway. Then the colonoscopy, and she wrote that up. And so I'm just like, I'm not going to do that. I have no desire to do it. And so the doctors are being led by the pharmaceutical companies as well. And so I don't even know if they even think about giving their patients informed consent to give them the information about their choices. They just prescribe one thing and they're done with it. So that's an excellent point.
Yeah, I agree that there's not near enough informed consent, especially when it comes to the cancer industry, because, of course, you know, the radiation and the chemo, both of those say right in the black box warning that they may cause secondary cancers. Not to disagree with anything you said, because I'm not trying to do that, but I will point out there are, even though I'm I'm against colonoscopies myself for many different reasons. And part, let me say the reason I'm against them is there's been major studies done by scientists and doctors that said if you don't have anything done medically, so in other words, you say you end up with a stage three cancer by the, you know, you start having symptoms and it's so advanced that they say, oh, you know, if you would have had this, we would have caught it a lot earlier. But the problem is, there's still so much wrong done by when they go in there or they do surgery. I mean, I can tell you person after person, like I worked at this Catholic school, and one of the teachers there said that she lost her 17-year-old sister from cancer, and they send her up from Iowa to Mayo, and the day they did the first treatment on her, she died. And they just happened to stumble upon it, like, well, because she had the flu, or they thought she had the flu. She probably wasn't even that bad. They just way miscalculated, and the chemo killed her. And then I have another friend that lost a son who had throat cancer, and they irradiated his throat, and it swelled shut, and they lost him that way. Whenever you hear these, and it just infuriates me, I probably drive my wife nuts, you know, arguing with these commercials on cancer. Well, you know, they come out and say for a first time, a chance to live longer than if you take chemo. Well, okay, so if you're admitting right now that this new product is better than the old product, or, you know, it'll extend your life by 1 month, but what is the cost? I've had people call me up that know that I do this, and say, you know, they talked me into doing this for my husband. And, you know, she goes, will it help? Oh, yeah, this is his only chance in that. So she went ahead. It was $350,000 for this new immune therapy drug, and he died 5 days later. So it ain't like they say, here's your money back. You know what I mean? And so bankruptcy, the number one reason for bankruptcy is medical, you know, medical things that are picked up. Let me, before I go too far away from what I started to say colonoscopy, is you do gain more knowledge anytime you visualize that, and they can take little samples and stuff. So that would be the advantages over the blood type. But that being said, that's where you run into problems too. Oh, we took this. We thought it was cancer and it turned out it wasn't, it was precancerous, or, you know what I'm saying? You can have false negatives and you can have false positives. And there's many people in this country that they started chemo on, and then a month later they go, nope, that came back wrong. You know, you really didn't have chemo. I mean, you didn't really have cancer and they've already started chemo.
Right.
And you know, the number four cause of death in America is medical mistakes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and when you look at getting back to these research sciences that said if you wouldn't do anything at all, and what they mean by that is even if you catch it at stage three, you know, because you didn't have the colonoscopy, it can be just as much done for then as it can. Well, if you do it holistically, you know. Dr. Budwig from Germany, her cure rate was well over 90% using the cottage cheese and flaxseed oil. And, of course, there's other things she recommends, like it's close to a Garrison-type diet, healthy fruits and vegetables and that, and what to avoid and that. But she had patients that were so bad because she wrote so many books, and they went through these journals that some of these people that were given, like, 5 days to live, and they were basically comatose. I mean, they weren't talking anymore or anything. And they would actually do rectal implants of the flaxseed and cottage cheese, and it would uptake it so well that they would start talking again. And then when they were able to use the feeding tube in that, These people are actually brought back and survived. So, but
excellent.
So many of these things have been suppressed. It just breaks my heart. If your fan base does go to my website, probably the number one one I would like them to click on is Cancer Truth, because that's done by Webster Kerr, or Carr, and he has been doing. He actually retired from the Cancer Tutor a few years ago, and the guy that writes his material and interviews a lot of the people happens to be good friends with my son Jason. So I've met Dwayne Cross. And he's an exciting and interesting guy. And we were able to, I mean, he would ask me if I knew these people. And I go, oh, yeah, I've been big fans of them for years. But anyway, Webster has helped over 15,000 cancer patients naturally. And he says very few. I think he said one or two that you could lead back to where it was DNA damage. Of course, the regular medical establishment wants to believe that it's all DNA and DNA damage, and that we have nothing that we can do to help prevent it or anything, that you're at the mercy of them, because only they know how to use this language and only these people have these machines. When here again, just like so many other things that God does, he gives it to us in nature. He makes it simple. And for those that people mm-hmm. that search it out and want to find it, it's there for them.
Yeah, that was really a good statement that you had made earlier about don't look at the U.S. studies, but even the U.S. have studies that will show the truth, but they're not publicized. They're buried real deep into the AMA journals and things like that. I think it's a journal, actually, it's JAMA, J-A-M-A, and those the research that they've done to prove that this stuff is not really healthy for you or beneficial is in the journals. But I like to get more of the information from other countries as well, Jim, because they seem to be more in detail. They give you more advice, and they're not prejudiced by any big corporation, you know, pharma or the agriculture or anything like that. So that was a very, very good point that you made, right? So I'm looking at your website. You have quite a few articles on here concerning cancer, fasting for cancer. Oh, let me say this right quick. So I told them about the fasting for cancer a couple of weeks ago. And so last Monday, May the 1st, I started my 10-day water fast. And some of the listeners thought it was because I had cancer, and the answer is no, I do not. I just wanted to do a body cleanse, and today is day 9. So tomorrow will be day 10, and I'm so excited. Yeah, it's been wonderful. I mean, it's like the fogs have been lifted, and my mind is open, my heart is open, and so it's really been a terrific experience. So I meant to share that with the listeners at the first part of the program, but thank you, Jim. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and I'm glad you brought that up, because here again, that just brings God back in the picture. You know, I remember growing up, how many times did you hear that in church, always talking about fasting? Well, here God knows the science of everything, but I had no idea the reason he was wanting us to do that is not only the spiritual benefits, but it's so powerful for our physical healing, because when you just drink water and you have nothing to eat, what your body does is take any toxins, any debris, anything that's not supposed to be there, and it uses it for food, recycles all the junk out of your body, and really cleans up and rebuilds a new microbiome for you. So after day 3 or 4 already, you basically have a new healthy gut system going. So, yeah, that's ideal if you can do it. I don't think – I think I could do a 4 or 5 day. I doubt if I could do a 10. But I've heard of the spiritual value that comes with that. If somebody called me up and said, you know, I'm calling from South Carolina, wherever they were calling from, and or my dad has this or whatever, I would actually say the first thing you do is just make sure you don't eat any food. Go to the store and get a few gallons of spring water and go 2 or 3 or 4 days, if you can, on that spring water and nothing else. And then you can always jump into the Brant juice, grape juice diet. You can jump into the same kind of juicing they do on the Gerson therapy. You could jump into one of the ones you probably noticed that's still up on the front page, because like I have like 46 articles I wrote, but only 12 show at a time. So that's why I created the archives page about a week or two ago, so that you could go in and handpick what you want to read about. But on the front page yet, there's the one on honey and ginger for cancer. Now, Webster Kerr himself goes into detail on how that works, and he talks about this Catholic priest in Brazil. And by the way, I have his protocol on there too on the front page, and my wife actually has used the same protocol trying to heal up some gastric ulcers in her esophagus. But anyway, he recommends he don't necessarily talk about the water fast, but then when I understood what you all gain by doing the water fast first. In fact, even people that are doing chemotherapy, it's been proven that their outcome is always better if they fast and not eat a big meal like their doctors recommend a lot of time before they go in for chemo. So
okay.
If you're on, pardon?
No, I just was saying,
yeah, if you're on this water fast for 3 or 4 days, so your body is cleaning itself up, it's starting to kill cancer, because guess what? The cancer has nothing to eat. And according to three different people that I highly trust, I don't know if you ever heard of Doug Kaufman from Know the Cause. You can always watch all of his videos by just going to YouTube and put in Doug Kaufman or Know the Cause. And anyway, he got out of the service about the same time I did during the Vietnam conflict. And he had fungal infections, and so did some of his people that, you know, rode with him. I believe he was in the Navy on these boats in the rivers and that. So his whole thing was, I'm going to figure out, you know, what's up with funguses and fungal problems. And then there's Simoncini, the Italian doctor that prayed one day to God. He says, I can't stand seeing these little kids suffer of cancer. Please, God, help me. And he felt that God was saying it's simple. It's a fungus. So you have Doug Kaufman.
That cancer is a fungus?
Yes. So you have You have Doug Kaufman working his whole life saying it's he calls it fungus or microbes. You have the one that prayed, Dr. Simoncini. He was a regular doctor and an oncologist, but he just prayed. He couldn't stand the suffering, and he felt that God was telling him it's a fungus. And then this guy, Webster Kerr, that I'm telling you I trust more than anybody when it comes to cancer, and he's been doing this basically his whole life, just retired recently, and he's the guy that's helped 15,000 people with cancer. He said, actually, there's a couple of videos there. One says, under the truth about cancer, one says the first thing I tell people what to do, and then the other one is, basically what he wants them to know is everything you've ever heard about cancer is all a lie. It's something Big Pharma made up so that they can sell these wares and everything that. And if you eat healthy, like God wants us to eat, and use seeds and a lot of the things that are mentioned in the Bible. Actually, almost all of Webster's Kerr's protocols and modalities for fighting cancer are things that you always see pop up in the Old Testament. You always see figs. You see organic. I mean, everything was organic back then, but you know, raw honey. You see ginger, you see turmeric, they talk about black seed. So all of these things are very powerful tools against cancer. So all of these three men came up with the same basic thing. It's either a microbe or a fungus type thing going on. And when you kill that, the cell actually reverts back into a normal cell. And there are over 300 ways to naturally kill cancer. And if you haven't been to thecancertutor.com's website, everybody should go there. And if you're afraid you're going to forget any of these things, you can always go to my website and go down through the archives. And I have a nice blog post there called Alternative and Natural Cancer Cures or whatever. And under there, I always list him first because Webster has been doing this the longest, and I know he knows what he's doing. And so you can read about all the 300 modalities that he has. And most of those are on the dirt cheap list. So we're talking, if you're going to do the dirt cheap list, you would maybe do 11 out of 20 or 30 that are available under the line of food. And he'll tell you which ones to eat, which ones not to combine. And so like asparagus and certain things are very alkalizing. So you can juice things. You can kill it with baking soda and maple syrup. You can kill it with baking soda and molasses. You can kill it with baking soda and honey. But the one that he mentions the most, and he says he uses the most, is actually honey. And he uses honey as the Trojan horse. And then he uses curcumin, which is the active part of turmeric, or you can use straight turmeric. And another one he really likes using is ginger. And under the honey and ginger blog post that I have, you'll find out that recent studies have shown that ginger in the dried form, like when you go buy an organic jar of dried ginger, it is 10,000 times stronger than tamoxifen is for killing breast cancer.
Wow.
So can you just dry ginger out, Jim?
Can you just dry it out like in a dehydrator or something? Or
sure, and then grate it. You can. It has benefits both ways. It has six gingerol when you like juice it, because Barb and I, when we have a juice in the morning, we used to put a thumb knob size of fresh ginger in, so that way you're getting what's called six gingerol. But when you dry it, it becomes six shagol, and that's a lot more stronger and more aggressive towards cancer. Something else that I want to make sure I get in on the show is, you know, how the Lord talked about grapes and wine and grapeseed, and you hear all that stuff throughout the Bible. One of the strongest modalities against colon cancer is actually grapeseed extract. And so, like, if somebody got diagnosed with that, the first thing they would want to do is buy a good brand like Seagate, or, you know, a good brand that you trust. Jarrow is another good brand. And get the highest concentration you can. And if it says do two capsules, you might be doing four. The only side effect that I know it has, because it has so many health benefits, is it will lower your blood pressure. That's one of the ingredients I used to lower my blood pressure from. Basically, when I started, it was 186 over 93, and now it usually runs like 111 over 72 or 74, somewhere in there. But and then when you do that, you will find a bunch of PubMed studies that say that is true. It's very aggressive towards any colorectal cancer. And the Colorado University, the blog out of the university there, said what's really surprised them when they were doing tests on it is it actually gets more aggressive as the cancer gets aggressive. So when they had stage two cancers, they might use four capsules a day. And then when they were probably going to use eight on a stage four, and somehow there was a mix-up, and they used the same amount they used for stage two, but it just wiped out the stage four. So the more aggressive the cancer is, the more aggressive the grapeseed is. It's really, to me, just a cool thing that shows me the wisdom of God, you know, and it's in the plants and the things that he's done.
Amazing. Yep. Yeah, you know, and So Jim and I, he mentioned it earlier. He took a class at Living Foods Institute where I was teaching, actually, at the time that he came through. And I was always impressed with his knowledge that, you know, he knew exactly what was going on. He could always add to any discussion that we were having. And so I've always been attracted to that wisdom and to that knowledge that he has. And you could feel his passion that he has around this. And so he has a couple of other stories I want him to share with you, but we're going to take a quick break, let Jim get a sip of water, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show.
Thank you.
That was Easy by the Commodores. And welcome back. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And you're welcome to join in the discussion live. If you're already on the line with us, just hit 1. Otherwise, give us a call at 516-531-9819. When you press 1, that just alerts me that you want to talk live on air with us. And so we're talking with Jim Scholin, and his topic tonight is God's Way to Wellness. And Jim has just shared just a numerous amount of information with us regarding wellness and the way that God has designed everything that we need to take care of our bodies without the prescription medications. And he has an excellent website. It's called wellnessgym.com. You go on there. He has done the research. He says that a lot of his research is not based in the United States. Some of our information is biased by the pharmaceutical, big pharma, and the agricultural corporation. So he goes with other Germany and Spain and some of those areas. For their research and what they have posted on some of the studies that they've done. And so I want to ask Jim, there was a couple of things that we talked about, Jim, when we were preparing for this show. And I want you to touch on tumors. I would also like for you to tell us about your family members that dealt with cancer. And then we also talked about multiple pills. And so if you remember what we talked about there, I would love for you to do that. And then also about your protocol and how it's affected people. So if you can touch on those couple of items, because they were very, very interesting to me, and I think the audience would enjoy it as well.
Actually, I don't remember talking too much about, I can tell you what went on in my family. My mom died of complications of breast cancer. I had a daughter that had thyroid cancer, and I have a sister that had, I think it was ovarian or cervical the first time, and then it came back with breast cancer. But, you know, and I understand this. There's probably a lot of people out there in your audience that say, oh, you know, we watch this night and day. If all this stuff was true, everybody would be doing it and this and that. But I wish I could compare it to something else. But like Webster Kerr says in this video, the reason you believe it is you hear it 100 times a month. They just keep shoving it down your throat. This is the way it is. But actually, you know, way back, a beautiful truth. I just posted that at, if you're on Facebook, you can put in Wellness Jim at Jim's Blog 33. And I just posted that today. In fact, you commented on it, Sandy. It was the one where, why does the 15-year-old boy know more than the orthodoxly trained oncologist know? And he actually was helping a neighbor, you know, cure cancer towards the end of the show. And Gerson therapy actually has a cure rate, even really bad cases, 60-70%. Now, if you don't believe the statistic that I'm going to give you, you can look it up in PubMed, and there's no reason for them to lie because this is, you know, the doctors go to PubMed for their studies. Actually, I wrote a whole article on what you need to know about chemo, and you can find that under my archives. But it goes in there because as a paramedic, you know, I had to take the Hippocratic Oath too. And the first thing you learn is do no harm. But there's a lot of harm that's done with radiation and chemo to the body. A lot of times when you start doing natural things, they'll get upset and say, don't be doing that because the liver and the kidneys can't keep up the way it is. Well, that's because you're basically killing them off with chemo. So that's why there's no room for any reserve. But a lot of the natural approaches you do actually strengthen the immune system. They strengthen the kidneys and the liver and so on. But so this boy learned that doing juicing and doing coffee enemas, by the way, coffee enemas were in the Merck manual back in 1970. And Dr. Gonzalez, yes, they were. And then, you know, somebody says, well, why are we doing these when we can sell, you know, chemo for $2,000 a month, and now it's probably $15,000 or $20,000 a month? Because, you know, coffee enemas, I mean, you can order a kit of organic ground coffee, everything you need delivered right to your door for $30. So, yeah, at some point they said, these got to go. You know, these are too effective. I think another reason, before I forget this, that I wanted to say when I was talking about Webster Kerr, is actually one of his things, because once you go to his website called thecancertutor.com, and like I say, if you forget it, you can always go to alternative cancer treatments or modalities, and it's, I always put him at the top because he's so effective in this. But he said that there was a clinic here in Georgia, and it might even said the town in Georgia. I could jump online and look it up. But the point is, this doctor was, we'll say that when you do chemo, you order it and it's $6,000, and then the doctor charges the patient $12,000, and then the insurance says, no, we're only going to pay $10,000. So the doctor profits the $4,000. Now, a lot of people out there that are listening probably never knew that. And that puts a whole new light on cancer treatment too, and why they're so aggressive in adding, you know, different, well, we can always try this one and we can always try this one, you know. But anyway, so we'll say they're using a pint at a time. This clinic in Georgia, he was using an ounce or two instead of a pint, but he was mixing it with DMSO, and everybody that left the clinic didn't have to come back because he was curing all their cancers. And now, when you read this, when your listeners go to his website and you read that, know that he would be sued and be, you know, probably in jail and everything else if any of this wasn't true. But it was true. FDA came in, shut him down, and says, nope, we're not having any of this. So, you know, right. Obviously they were making the money, kind of money they wanted to. Pardon?
What is DMSO?
DMSO is Dethyl. I'm terrible at pronunciation. Remember when we went
too.
Over this last dimethyl sulfoxide, and it's a chemical that is created just in the natural preparation of like wood pulp and that. And years and years ago, they found out how potent and powerful it was. And for those sports fans out there, because I don't follow sports at all, but when you Google DMSO and then 60 Minutes or put Mike Wallace in there, you'll get these videos that come up, and they talk about Jim Jones. I think he was second-line quarterback for whoever, because I don't follow sports. But he said if it wasn't for DMSO, he wouldn't even be in the game. And there was another guy that was a friend of his that was hired on, and they had been practicing, and he got hurt in practice. And he came up to Jim Jones and says, you know, if I'm laid off, I'm in the probationary period, I probably won't get this contract. I'm just married. I got a kid coming. And Jim Jones said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So you go home. Here's a jar of DMSO, and you set your alarm clock, and, you know, every hour you put it on. If you fall asleep, set it for an hour, wake up, put it on again. So the next morning, well, the doctor's already says, well, you can come back tomorrow, but I'm pretty well telling you, you're off the roster. And when he came back the next morning, he was fine. Now, Mike Wallace is so into all this, and he agrees with all the studies he read. He's actually leaning on the FDA guy. Now, why in the heck isn't this FDA approved? And he keeps leaning on it. And he, look, it's doing this. It's doing this. Why isn't it approved? And any more or less, because every time he'd say, well, there isn't that many studies. And Mike Wallace say, did anybody ever die? Well, no, but, you know. And then when he kept pushing, he says, well, I guess the bottom line is no pharmaceutical company is going to touch it because you can manufacture it for $4 a quart. You know, so you take a quart of that, and you can make, what would that be, like 8 little 4-ounce jars of it. So you know what I mean? You know, it's a couple bucks a pop. They want the $40, $50 a pop stuff. So, yeah, it never got approved. So it's approved for horses. And well, I guess it did get FDA approved only because the senator's wife had interstitial cystitis. It's inflammation of the bladder. It's very painful. And so he did get it passed for that. And then luckily, one smart doctor in Florida says, well, a doctor should be able to use the discretion if it's FDA approved and it's okay. Then he started using it for other things. But they did shut him down here in Georgia. And the reason it worked, Sandy, to kind of answer your question, is what DMSO does is it takes whatever you put on it. Like if somebody would call me up and say, hey, I think I have skin cancer or whatever, the first thing I suggest to them is you can buy DMSO with a 70% DMSO to a 30% aloe vera ratio. So aloe vera kills cancer and is really good for your skin. You probably already know that. I'm sure you do. So this will actually pull it into that, whatever looks, you know, unhealthy to them. And then I recommend putting, you know, like sacred frankincense, a drop or two of that, or a drop or two of myrrh with it. So it'll actually pull it through your body. Because when Jim Jones was talking to Mike Wallace, he says, so that's all you smear on your shoulder and it makes your shoulder okay? And Jim Jones goes, yeah. And then he says, in about 5 minutes, I'll be able to taste it. And then you hear Mike Wallace goes, wow, you can smell it. Tastes like, smells like garlic and oysters. And here again, just some incredible thing of God. I mean, it'll go all the way through your body and heal what needs to be healed. There are many stories on it, like Health Impact News has, you know, why it was debunked and, you know, how they always put things down that don't go their way. But and then
where can you purchase that, Jim?
I buy mine from a veterinarian. My neighbor and I get it from a vet.
Okay.
There was one other thing that you said you wanted to talk about, and I, what was it besides people in the family?
You know what? I wanted you to explain your theory on tumors.
Oh, well, tumors, I mean, my theory on tumor, it's just the body's way of saying, hey, we got something going wrong here. Let's encapsulate it. You know, our body isn't stupid. It's just like when you get a sliver, you know, what does it do? It forms this little pus pocket around it, and it tries to do healing, you know. But with a tumor, so you got these rogue cells, and if it can't kill them fast enough, it just encapsulates it so that it won't spread throughout your body. But if you're eating the wrong foods and you're eating things that aren't anti-angiogenic, it's going to form a new blood, you know, blood cells and arteries and veins, and then that's how it gets carried to the rest of your body. But if you're eating things like you eat, at Living Foods Institute, or things like, you know, if you're juicing healthy stuff or eating sprouts or green tea, all of those things are anti-angiogenic. So they don't let cancer metastasize. It's the things that feed it are sugar, the processed foods, as Dr. Joanna Budwick, she calls them BAS. So you can figure out the rest of the word, oils. Because they were, put together in a lab. They're not any of God's stuff. So, coconut oil, olive oil are so healthy.
And so another thing that you had told me in our pre-show interview is that there's no research done when doctors prescribe you multiple pills.
Oh, yeah,
so there's no study done.
I'll repeat that little segment. I went into the doctor. He had put me on niacin, and it was extended-release niacin. And 6 months later, I came back for a checkup, and he says, hey, your liver enzymes are out of whack, and I know you do herbals and that. What kind of herbals do you do? And I said, Fotide. the bow tie wasn't even out of my mouth, and he was up in the air, boy. Oh, yeah. Do you know that 9 people died from taking bow tie? And I said, well, people die from eating lettuce or peanut butter, too. It wasn't nothing to do with the actual herb. It was a manufacturing thing. And he said, well, now you got elevated sugars and your enzymes are out of whack. And I says, well, okay. And so he says, I want you to stop taking the bow tie and we'll see you. And I think he had me come back in 4 or 6 weeks. And he come back and says, see, your sugar is down and your enzymes are fine. But what I didn't tell him is I kept taking the bow tie. I just stopped taking the medicine that he prescribed for me. And I had already looked up under WebMD what the side effects were of extended-release niacin if you take it too long, and it's liver enzymes out of whack and elevated sugars. So, and then at one point, even though I didn't want to tell him what I did because then he can say, well, you're a non-compliant patient, and then if I ever needed them for some medical reason, you know, basically they can boot you out of the system. But we were talking one day and about something else, and he just says, oh, you don't have any evidence. You know, this is all evidence-based medicine that doctors do. And that's when I said to him, well, do you have patients that are on, you know, 8 or 9, 10 drugs? And he says, I got probably 8, 10 patients or more that are on 12 or 15 different drugs. And I said, so when you ask prescription drug to them, do you know what the double blind studies say about the effect of that drug on the other 14 or 15? And he just stared into space. He didn't know what to say, you know. And after a minute or two, he kind of leaned in towards me and he says, have you ever heard of forks over knives? And I says, yeah, we used to give the CDs away. It's basically, if you haven't seen the video, it's how to eat, basically like how you teach down there at Living Foods Institute. And he says, right. I was able to get both of my blood pressure medicines by following that diet. So they prescribe one thing, but they live a different life.
You know, and I think that that's true all across the board, though. I don't think that well, it's my own personal opinion. Let me say that first. I don't think that the doctors prescribe their family members the same drugs that they give their patients. I can't see that with the amount of medicine. Yeah.
Of that, and I'm sure they'll be the first one in line in those clinics in Mexico because they don't allow them here because it hinders Big Pharma's income, but they're probably the first one in line to take their children if they got cancer to one of those clinics. Or actually, like Brenda said, she's had doctors come there and want to learn that method, and it would kind of aggravate her just like it kind of does me. It's like they're living a two-faced life, prescribing one thing but doing something else.
Exactly. Yeah, they want to keep it in the dark what they're doing. So, and then we talked about the last thing that I wanted you to talk about, and then you can take it from there. We've got about 20 or less minutes left. So, listeners, if there's something that you have a question on, you want further explanation that, you know, you didn't quite get, make sure you just press 1 on the dial so that I can bring you on and you can speak directly live with Jim. And so, Jim, you were talking about this female from Canada and what she had gone through, right, and then your protocol. That was the last thing I wanted you to kind of touch bases on.
Okay, yeah, she seems to be doing really, really well. She's had cervical cancer for 10 years. She had a hysterectomy. You know, I think we discussed in the the last time we talked is like Angela Jolie having her breast removed and these aggressive things that they're doing that really don't address the problem, because the tumor is not the problem. I want people to understand that the tumor is not the problem. You get sick, you're not eating healthy, you either ingested some bad oils, you took in some mercury from a bad filling, there's 100 different things that could create the problem. You know, just the pollution, the EMFs that we're exposed to, the stress, all that leads up to emotional events. What did we learn in class there? 85% of all serious disease is preceded by a traumatic emotional event. So when all these things come together and create a perfect storm and your body's sick and your body's immune system can't keep up and your liver's tired or, you know, it's worn out from alcohol abuse or whatever the reason, and you get this cancer, then the body's trying to protect itself and you have this tumor. And what do they do with modern science? They say, well, there's the tumor. Let's cut it out, burn it out, or poison it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait, but when you do that, or you cut, in this case, this poor gal's, you know, do a complete hysterectomy, and it didn't do anything because it came back, then more chemo and more radiation. And then this time they said, well, we're going to scrape the walls and everything. So they did some more stuff yet, and it came back again. And then she's been, when I met her online back in February, and, you know, with the website, I felt that she reached out, you know, figuring that I knew something. And she said, I'm really, you know, scared because I'm stage 4 and metastasized to my right lung. And now the chemo isn't even working, which always is the, you know, the problem sooner or later, because the cancer just, you know, it just like our bacteria have an intelligence. And I don't want to get into that because they'll say, oh, this guy's really far out. But anyway, we are more bacteria than DNA. They 2 or 3 major studies came out and said that. But anyway, and of course, you know how important our healthy gut bacteria is, because you taught us about probiotics and everything else. So anyway, she said the chemo isn't working. Her numbers are getting higher. Every time she goes back in, over a 10-year period, she said, I spend over $200,000 at that clinic. It was costing her $1,750 a week. She was going in for chemo Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And I says, well, you know, in your heart it's not working and time's running out. Why don't you consider doing something natural, God's way? And she says, well, I've been thinking about it, but I'm kind of afraid and all this. And then the next day she messaged me right away in the morning. She goes, no, I'm really panicky. And I says, why is that? And she says, well, the clinic says we're closed because of a snowstorm. And now remember, this is up in Canada. And she says they've never been closed in the 10 years that she's been going to that clinic. Is this coincidence? And I says, well, with God, there's no coincidence. So, and I pray about everything I do before I even, you know, sign on with somebody. And after we sign on, I pray for their health and everything. I says, no, I don't think it's coincidence. I think it's time to make that jump. And she said, okay. So she did. And, then, you know, I had her on about 15 different protocols. She willingly did all of them. And so I want you to know that her CEA was 560.5. And that was done on February 27th. And she told me that she did it monthly. But so the doctors were guessing it was going up maybe 50 or 75 points a week because it was starting to double, and she was afraid it was going to triple. So what I'm saying is it was 561, but she didn't get tested again till 6 weeks. I think it was 2 months after. So what I'm trying to point out is, it was 561 at her last test, but we both know in our hearts it could have been anywhere from 75 to 200 points higher. Do you see what I'm getting at? Because not only the chemo was slowing it down, but it was losing its effect, because obviously if she quit everything, it would go faster. So I'm guessing it was going to be around 700. So she's thinking maybe it's going to come back 1,000 on her test. Well, it came back 561.1 or something. It was 1.1 point higher than when she got tested 2 months prior to that. So she knew. In fact, when her CA-125 came back, the doctor immediately said, well, whatever you're doing, it's working. And
good.
Basically, her protocol, you know, was basically all food items. There was very few. She was doing the Select, which is, you know, some different minerals like colloid minerals that you can buy online. But it was basically juicing, fresh garlic, apricot kernels, SEAC tea, you know, just stuff like that. And, yeah, I mean, she almost started crying that night. She says, I'm starting to tear up because she was so afraid for her life. And, I basically wanted her to reach out and trust God and trust the natural approach. And so we're looking for the next one a month later that, you know, it could be well down into the 300s. And, you know, within 6 months, I'm guessing they're going to – I'm willing to bet they're going to say she's cancer-free.
Excellent, excellent. So they're still going to test her even though she's not taking the chemo and the radiation or whatever they had her on there at the clinic?
She wants to be checked. I mean, I had cancer,
okay,
I'd be checked too. But, yeah,
sure.
She's just using the clinic, and they don't do the test there. They send it away. They just basically draw the blood and send it away. But there are other things you can do. You can have a Urovaro urine test, which actually is one of the most accurate tests that you can get. Most insurances probably won't pay for it. It's about a $200 out-of-pocket, but I would much rather have that than have a PET scan or anything like that done. Because if it shows you don't have cancer, you don't have cancer. You don't have to worry about doing a PET scan or a CAT scan or anything like that. So
this is really interesting how we have these options, yet the doctors won't tell you. You know, like I said, when I went last year, she just, because I told, when she mentioned certain tests, I was like, well, I don't want to do that. And I would tell her the reason why. And so she went out and I got dressed and I was just sitting there and just waiting. And I was like, what's keeping her so long? So I opened up the door and she's talking to the nurse and she's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm ready to leave. You know, it's my appointment is over. And she said, well, just give me a couple of more minutes. We're finishing up some things over here. But what she was doing was writing referrals for me to take all these tests that I had just told her I didn't want to take. You know, I objected to them and the effect that they would have on my body. So I may be like, I'm not sure what you called it, Jim, earlier, but I may be one of those patients that may be in jeopardy of being put out the system.
Oh,
you know, I'm not.
Yeah. It's called a non-compliant,
you know,
patient.
I'm not going to do it.
I have a link for your women listeners. It's called mammography, and I think I also have it under breast scans when you go into the archives. But it tells all the bad things about mammography and all the benefits of thermography. And when the doctor told Barb that that's what she was going to have, I says, no, I'll pay the $200 out of pocket. You're not going to have your breast radiated. It's one of the most sensitive places in the body. It's one of the places where cancer can start easier, you know what I mean, there. And it's right off your lymph. I mean, you have lymph nodes underneath your armpits, and you have your lymphatic system will just – when you use a lot of these underarm deodorants, and I know you know how to make your own because I saw you post something on that. But, yeah, there's no sense in pulling these dangerous chemicals into your lymphatic system and throughout your body. So, anyway, I says, no, I'll pay the $200. You can have thermography done.
That's what I was telling my doctor.
Yep, that's the way to go. You can do a baseline, and it will catch things way before anything else will, because it does it on heat sense. You know, as soon as any activity starts, it's going to show up as a red dot, you know, like when it's a pinprick. But that doesn't happen with mammography.
Right. Because at the chiropractor office, that's what they do on my back, on my spine, is thermography. You know, and so I know the accuracy and, you know, and how it pinpoints what's going on in the back. So, and I've seen the results from when they do it, you know. So, yeah, I told her if I couldn't have thermography, I'm not going to have the mammogram. And so she wrote it up anyway. I'm tickled with the whole process. So when I go back this year, you know, I'll probably be labeled non-compliant and an angry person. I don't know. I don't care.
Oh, well.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I'm going to let you talk, Jim.
Okay, well, now I can't remember what I was going to say. I just heard you starting to finish, and so I stopped.
No, I was just saying that she said I was one of the healthiest, or no, not one of. I was the healthiest patient that she had because all of her patients are on pills, and they have all these problems. And so I'm looking at her like, well, don't you want to learn from me what I do so that you can, you know, instead of giving them all those prescriptions and things, and she's looking at me like, oh, you just lost your mind, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was going to say, the next thing, if I do an article, it will probably be on be on heartburn, because there's so many people that are on protein pump inhibitors out there that will lead to dementia and kidney failure. They actually had it on the nightly news, which surprised me, about this woman that she had a physical, and 6 months later she went back, and he goes, wow, the last time you were here, your kidneys were fine, and you're in stage 4 kidney failure. What's going on?
Oh, wow.
And she said, well, my other doctor, you know, she was seeing this other doctor, and he had put her on a PPI, and so he took her off, and they said, come back in a month, told her, you know, drink plenty of water and everything, and she cleared right up because, you know, she got off of it soon enough. But people don't realize that as you get older, the biggest reason, the majority of heartburn is actually from not enough acid. It isn't because of too much acid. And so I know it worked for me and my wife both. What cut down heartburn right away was just taking a enzyme. Of course, you eat enough healthy. When you're eating enough and juicing celery and all these foods that have natural enzymes in it, then you won't have that problem, even if you get older. But I'm not as healthy as you by far in that regard. I mean, I know I should be eating healthier, but I like my baked potatoes, and I like my baked beans too much. but
there's balance and I know, in all of it, though, you know?
Yeah, I try to anyway. But anyway, so and if that doesn't work for you, you can always use apple cider vinegar too. But there are so many other things that you can do rather than just jump on Prevacid or one of those that aren't really good for you and definitely can lead to dementia. My brother finally got off of them just because he started reading all the stories, you know, the problems that they're having down the road.
Good. Yeah, because there's so many more side effects. And that's why, like you were talking about looking at the commercials and things, I like to look at them only from the standpoint that they tell you all of this that could possibly happen to you, and you know, then and possibly even death. You know, and I'm like, really? You're taking a pill for restless leg syndrome, or you know, heartburn, acid reflux, or any of that, and they're saying if you take it, it can kill you. It may kill you now, but, you know, come on and take it. I was like, man, this stuff is wow. And their people are going to ask their doctors to prescribe this stuff for them. So when they start marketing to the general public and not to the doctors, that's when we really got in trouble then.
Right. I agree with that 100%. You know, you'll see these commercials like for plaque psoriasis or eczema or stuff like that. You can cure that so easy just with kefir and probiotic foods. Like you probably, if you drink kefir two or three times a week and have sauerkraut a couple times a week, it'll probably clear up in no time. Kabuchi is another thing that'll clear it up. And and then when you watch those commercials, they'll say some of the side effects are suicidal thoughts.
Yes, yes.
That's going to be hard to explain why your 17-year-old daughter died of suicide because, you know, you didn't want to give her kefir or sauerkraut once in a while. I mean,
there's a
male nurse back in Virginia that I'm friends with, and he has it. And I had posted something like that. So he made his own kabuchi. Am I saying that right?
You are.
Kabuchi. And anyway, it cleared up in no time at all. So, you know, you get those healthy probiotics in you, and things will change all the way around. Because, you know, even Hippocrates knew that almost all disease starts in the gut. So.
Yep, they said that's our first brain is our gut.
Yep.
For him, it has been. Say that again.
I just said yepper, another fancy word, yes. Way of saying yes.
It has been such a pleasure to have you on the show, and we've got about 3 minutes left, so I just want to bring some attention to our listeners to let them know that your website is www.wellnessgym.com. Jim is also on Facebook, and he'll have to give you that address because I didn't quite write it all down. And his website is amazing. I have been looking at it throughout. We've got one caller on here. Let's get him real quick. Okay, caller 619-884, give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment or concern.
How you doing? This is Ali calling from San Diego, California, and I just wanted to say I've been listening to the whole show, you know, and sometimes it's good just to listen and not always try to ask questions or talk because the answers will come if you listen most of the time. And so thank you for the information, and also it's called kombucha. And kombucha is an ancient raw tea that they said was made in Russia or Asia or something like that to the effect. But it was never supposed to be sold. It was only supposed to be healed. So thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ali. Okay.
I was just going to say, if they go on Facebook and they put in Wellness Gym and the @, and then Jim's blog 33, they'll find my page there that I post stuff different there than I do on my website. It's more cutting edge I posted something. In fact, I wish I could pull it up real quick, but I try to, and it's down from about a month ago. And it was basically, I said, let's keep it real. Let's put health before wealth. And I kind of put this nice thing in here, and then I said, this is how cancer is treated in Germany. And now I normally get, on the low side, 8 people looking at my stuff and commenting or liking it, up to 30. On that particular post, I don't know if it's the way I dressed it to begin with, but it had, like, I think 300 shares, and I had 2,700 people. So I think they know that, you know, we're just being fed this, you know, line. So when they see in studies from other countries how they treat cancer instead of the cut, poison, and burn that they do here, there was a huge interest.
Right. Well, I like what you said when we talked the last time. You said truth always wins. It cannot be hid. And so with that, Jim, we're out of time for today. Thank you so much for sharing such a wealth of knowledge. And you guys make sure that you go to his website. You can be on there for just hours and hours, wellnessgym.com. And then make sure you check him out on Facebook at Wellness Gym and the at sign, the after sign after that. And then it'll pull up his information on Facebook. You have been so incredible, Jim, and I'm always learning from you, always, always. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing of your wisdom and your knowledge with us tonight.
Well, it was really nice talking to you again, Sandy. I'm going to have to stop down there. Are you still down at Living Foods?
I am not.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to chat
sometime.
We can
do lunch or something somewhere. Yes, indeed. Indeed.
All right. Well, you take care,
okay,
and thanks
thank
for inviting
you so
me on the show. Yep, good
oh,
night
man,
now.
Oh, man, it was my pleasure. All right, so we'll see you next week, you guys, same time, and no technical difficulty. So let's just put that in the ether so that everything runs smooth. Love you. Have a blessed week, and happy Mother's Day to the mothers that's out there. Bye.